Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka Raven Radio, and this is a morning interview. Joining me in the studio is Colleen Dahlquist with the Ocean Wave Quilters. Good morning.
Good morning, Enrique. Thank you for having me today.
It's my pleasure, and we're here to talk about the 37th annual Ocean Wave Quilters Quilt Show. It's been a long time running, and we were talking about this earlier, but one of the things that I've noticed a lot in moving to Sitka is that people really love quilts. Can you tell me why?
Well, I can tell you about my personal reason, and it may be a similar theme throughout the community, but the darkness in the winter and the long winter nights gave me something to do and meet people when I first moved here in 1987. So, and then I met these group of friends, and they've been part of me this whole time and inspirational. And so I think the draw is the creativity, the new techniques we can share with one another, the encouragement and understanding when we don't get things done.
Right. And these are quilts that are very storied, and you know, they're a way for people to express these ideas that they have, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, we can take the same pattern, and each quilt will look so different because it's part of who they become, you know, the colors they choose, the way they choose to border it. And it's just such a unique sense of creativity and something anybody can do. It's, you don't have to have some kind of a special talent to do this. Although I will say there are those that are really inspirational to me all the time.
I think we've all seen quilts that have just taken our breath away with their creativity and the patterns that they use and the stories that they tell. Mm-hmm. And this has been a show that's been going on for, well, this is the 37th annual show. Can you tell us about that history of the show?
I can. The show began in 1982 by the Ocean Wave Quilting founding member, Janine Holzman. At that time, she never imagined that it would become the show it is today, and all these years later, it really grown. She was an instructor. She taught at the community college at the time for some quilting classes, and thought it would be a good way to showcase what her students had made. So it's grown. I think last year we had over 100 quilts, and each year the quilt show is new, meaning that they've never been shown before, displayed at the event. So there's a tremendous amount of turnover. And you're right, every quilt has a story. And we've requested that the owners or artists or sewers make up, you know, create a little story narrative that goes with their quilt that you can read about it when you get there. And you maybe feel a connection to that.
Oh, so with each quilt, there's a backstory. There's mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. some origin that people can take a peek at when they're at the show.
Yes.
And tell us about the theme of the show. It's finally, isn't it?
It is finally, and that came from the fact that, and I'd like to think that all artists are like this that have unfinished projects, but notably, every quilter I know has something that they've gone undone. So this is the opportunity to finally pull out that project that you've you've had on the shelf. I'll make an admission here. In my case, it was 27 years ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's not in this year.
It's still not done.
It's still finally not done. Yeah, but there will be a number of them that are finally done, and I'm excited to see them.
Mm-hmm. And what else can people expect at the show? You said potentially over 100 quilts.
Correct. Yeah. It's located at Whitmore Hall, which is really a great venue for this this display. And it does take up every room downstairs. It won't be in any of the rooms upstairs. We are having a Mother's Day tea is a big event during this, and it's on May 12th. Runs from noon to 4 that day, and there will be refreshments provided by members of the guild. So nothing gooey, because we don't want anybody touching anything in any way.
But, oh, right. Got to keep those quilts pristine.
Yes, we do ask that nobody touch them, but please come and enjoy them.
And the Mother's Day tea, you said that's May 12th.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. The whole show goes from May 8th to the 18th.
Actually,
is that right?
You know what? It's the 5th. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
The 5th to the 18th.
Okay.
So it opens on Sunday the 5th at 11 a.m.
Okay. For hours, you can check our community calendar at kcaw.org. Can you tell us also how the Ocean Wave Quilters is involved in the community with things through the scholarship fund? And
oh, sure. Sure. Every year we provide scholarships to graduating seniors. We also, and that's done through fundraising. Many of you might be aware of our miniature quilt show or quilt auction that occurred at the Centennial Building this year. Brings in enough money for us to be able to award, I think this year is $1,000 each. And they're from each of the schools, the high schools in town. And also we have, through our fundraising efforts, been able to donate some money to the Salvation Army last year toward their remodel for some kitchen appliances.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. We bring in instructors from out of town, and those aren't necessarily fundraising. We tend to break even on those, but it's an opportunity to bring any of the quilters in town together to learn a new technique, to get to know each other a little bit better in a more social environment. We're all busy working people, and this is an outlet, a creative outlet for us. So,
you know, that's one of the things that really impresses me about these quilts as well, is that there's no one way to do or to make a quilt, and there's always new techniques and new ways to create these beautiful works of art. That there's always something new to learn, it seems.
Correct. There's this last instructor we had was from the Denver, Colorado area, and she taught a collage quilt, and it was all iron on applique, essentially. So even a younger person who doesn't have a sewing machine could do some of this stuff. It's pretty exciting to see the interest in younger people like my daughter's age who are interested in this stuff too.
And so this show is an opportunity to get to see all these quilts and the different kinds of quilts that there are and the different techniques that there are to create these beautiful quilts.
Yes, yes. Everything from paper piecing to applique to the traditional pieced quilts. So it's, I can't say it enough. I guess it's going to be just a real special thing. And I would like as many people and all of my friends out there listening to come and enjoy it.
Does it take a lot of people to put a show like this together?
It does. And I'd like to thank all the guild members who are donating a lot of time to put this together, from hanging the quilts to taking them down at the end, taking good care of them, sitting with the quilt, greeting people as they, greeting visitors when they come in, and helping them to get around the place. And there's a guest book, so be sure you sign that.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to do also mention that the Sitka Cancer Survivors, annually they raffle a quilt, and their quilt this year will be on display as well. And members of that group plan to be selling raffle tickets at that event.
All right. And so the event, again, runs from May 5th to the 18th.
Yes.
For times, you can check our community calendar at kcaw.org. And Colleen, I want to thank you again for coming on to the show this morning.
Thank you. I get a little nervous, but I think it's okay.
I think people are really glad to hear from you, and I'm sure they're excited about the show.
Okay. Thank you. I hope so, too.